From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, Pharmacist Ben joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Let me get you a head start. First of all, the website, go to it often, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. And the toll-free number to call people who are waiting to answer your questions is not to get on the show. It's waiting to answer your questions. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and of course the website, and I'd love for you to slam that website. Let's set another record. We go on your desktop, your smartphone, you can download the apps, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and the number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We will take calls with you as well soon with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. For the next hour and a half, the pharmacist, of course, is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. He's been compounding custom medications, and here he is back on Coast to Coast for Critical Health News. Ben, always a pleasure.
Nice to talk to you again, George.
I want to start right off by asking you your reaction to the coronavirus. People are panicking, and I have to put it in perspective. As a matter of fact, a couple of the networks have picked up on what we've been saying over the last couple of weeks. The normal flu kills 10,000 to 61,000 Americans every year, according to the CDC. That alone is an epidemic.
Isn't that crazy? 400 people out of a country of, what, 1.8 billion people? 400 people have died. They're making a big deal.
Why are they doing that?
Well, you know, fear sells and products. They can sell products, and they can get people to watch the news. You know how that is. People should not buy into that stuff. You know, every couple of years, there's the Zika virus, the Ebola virus, the avian flu, the bird flu, the swine flu. You know, every couple of years, there's an epidemic like this, and everybody freaks out, and then a few months later, it's all forgotten. And if you just don't want to buy into this, the bottom line is you want to strengthen your body. There's all kinds of environmental assaults that are going to be in the world. You know, it's a jungle out there, George.
Yes,
everything
it is
eating everything else. But through evolution, billions of years of evolution, the human body has evolved something called the immune system. We talk about it all the time, the immune system. This is an intelligent system, an intelligent defensive biochemical system that is fully equipped to handle viruses and bacteria and environmental assaults. But you can't eat crap, and you got to get on a supplement program, and you got to exercise, and you got to make sure that you're practicing your breathing techniques and all the things we talk about on this program when I'm with you and when Doc's with you and that we discuss on criticalhealthnews.com. You got to strengthen your body. That's what we want to focus on, strengthening our body, helping our body do what it does best, which is survive. That's what the body does best, survive. And we want to help it with the raw materials and lifestyle changes. That's been my position for years.
Well, and you're right. I mean, I've got to tell you, I have not taken the flu shot, and I don't know how long. I haven't had the flu, God willing, knock on wood.
Exactly. And you don't
smoke. I've got to find some wood around here. Hold on.
And you don't smoke, and you exercise every morning,
yep.
And you live a good, clean life. And that's really what it's about, George. We can't expect to be able to live the lifestyles that the average person lives and not have to deal with degenerative diseases.
Well, now, does that mean if somebody with coronavirus blew on my face or something like that, I'd get it?
No, it doesn't mean that at all. It means that you'd very likely not get it.
Okay.
You know, the coronavirus is a relatively weak virus. It doesn't really cause a lot of problems except if you're susceptible or if you're weak. Senior citizens, for example, people who are immune compromised, those are the people who really run into problems. It's always that way.
Well, if 10 to 61,000 Americans die every year from the flu.
Exactly.
What would it be worldwide? What do you think?
How many people die from the flu?
Yeah.
Well, let's put it in perspective.
Just a general flu.
A couple hundred thousand, maybe, but let's put it into perspective. 10,000 people out of what? 300 million? 340 million?
Yeah.
Whatever it is now? I mean, come on. We keep things into perspective, and we got to kind of use our minds here. If you're talking 10,000 out of 350 million, that's 99.9% of people aren't even going to be touched by the
flu. Well, let's say 250,000 people die worldwide every year from the flu. If they came out with those statistics for this coronavirus, you would think it was the end of the world.
Can you imagine? 400 people, and they're already making it like it's the end of the world. Can you imagine if 250,000 people died from it? You know, the bottom line here, George, is there's always going to be assaults because that's the way the world is. We've got bacteria, we've got funguses, we've got viruses, and everything is eating each other and everything is trying to survive on its own. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, but we have an immune system. We have a defensive system. We have a protective system. This is an amazing thing, George. We live in a world and we have our bodies are 3.5 billion years old based on ourselves, have an ability to withstand these things. What we want to do is we want to focus on strengthening our bodies at all costs. Whenever something like this comes up, focus on strengthening your body.
Well, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, I have an email. I have got lots of emails that have come in over the last couple of days for you, Ben. Dr. J wants your reaction on shark cartilage supplements.
Love it. I'll tell you why. Cartilage and connective tissue contain wonderful immune-building factors. The body is designed to sense connective tissue when you ingest it as a sign that something's broken in the body. Think about it. When you eat connective tissue, right, the body sees little pieces of connective tissue that you just ate, and it interprets that, the sight, if you will, of that cartilage pieces, as a sign that something's broken. And it activates a healing response. This is why substances like glucosamine are so beneficial.
Right.
And bone broth are so beneficial. And your favorite, George, hyaluronic acid.
I love that. I took one of those little things today,
yes,
as a matter of fact.
It signals these little components of connective tissue, these little components of cartilage, like hyaluronic acid and shark cartilage, et cetera, signal to the body that something's broken. When the body sees that something's broken or interprets something's broken, it initiates healing, it initiates growth, and it initiates an immune response. Now, there was a book that came out maybe 25, 30 years ago. You may remember it, Why Sharks Don't Get Cancer. You
That's right.
Right? That was all the rage.
Makes a lot of sense. Ben, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more. CriticalHealthNews.com. Slam that website for us. And we're going to take phone calls for the next hour and a half with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I care about one thing, keeping you healthy. Welcome back. George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's break a record and hit that website. And that's a fun website, by the way, that you and Doc put together, Ben.
Thank you, George. And you know what else? I want people to understand there's lots of good free health information. Explore. We got videos. We got Doc's videos. I do a video every day, Moment of Truth. You've probably seen that, George.
Yep, sure have.
We got blogs up there. There's so much good information. Like you said at the end of the last segment, you said, we care about your health. We want you healthy. And so we're dedicated to helping you understand how the body works and to sharing information about how the body works. And, of course, there's some wonderful longevity products up there, too.
Lots of calls coming in. Emails are rolling in. Doria writes, and I want you to get this one, Ben. Says, my 9-year-old grandson has been diagnosed with leukemia.
Mm.
He's coming home from the hospital after beginning chemo treatments. He's faring okay. He's got a good start on life. His mother made his baby food, nursed him. He eats lots of vegetables, not many sweets. At this point, what do you recommend?
Build that immune system. Strengthen the body. Kids are remarkably resilient. Lots of kids go into remission with leukemia. Well over 90% of children will go with acute lymphocytic leukemia will go into remission after treatment, and a lot of them will be cured. Build the immune system. That is, and they're doing a lot of the right things. Stay away from dairy. Make sure he's eating lots of good veggies, organic, of course, using a good nutritional supplement program featuring vitamin C and zinc. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is really important. Zinc is one of those minerals that a lot of people don't get enough of and is especially important for children, especially for the immune system and also for skin. So make sure they're getting zinc, iodine, selenium. The ultimate selenium for longevity is not only powerfully anti-cancer, but it's also just great for the immune system in general.
Our dear colleague Rush Limbaugh has been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
You know, when I heard that, he's a young man too, George.
Oh, 69, but that's like the new 50.
69 is a young man. And when I heard that, it just reminded me, George, how short our life can be and how serious we have to take every little step we do. Now, I don't know what he was doing in his life, but it's just something that cancer is just around. We live under the sword of Damocles. Shannon Doherty, I don't know if you know who she is.
Oh, she's got the stage 4 too.
Stage 4, breast cancer. We have to take care of our bodies when we're healthy. We've got to take care of our bodies before it's too late.
Well, what do you recommend to somebody who has stage 4?
You know, it's really tough, but here's what I tell people when they have cancer, okay? Forget your diagnosis. That's not your concern. What you have to concern yourself with is feeling better and feeling stronger. Whatever you can do to feel better and to feel stronger. Understand that cancers remit, George. Cancers remit all the time. I have a textbook that I keep in my reference library here called Spontaneous Remissions. It's a case textbook, textbook of case studies of spontaneous remissions. Doctors don't understand this, but cancers come and go. You know, people die with cancer. They didn't even know they had cancer. Cancers disappear. People had no idea that they had cancer, and it disappears. There's a New York Times article. You can actually Google it. Google the New York Times. And doctors mystified. Cancer comes and goes. So don't worry about the diagnosis. And by the way, George, this is a truism for all chronic diseases. Don't worry about your diagnosis. Your goal is to feel better and to feel stronger and to have more energy. And the way you do that is with just lifestyle changes, in addition to things like meditation and practicing kindness and forgiveness. And, you know, there's emotional and mental strategies that you have to employ when you're sick. But taking care of your nutrition, taking care of your diet, exercising, practicing slow, deep breathing techniques, regardless of your diagnosis, will help you feel better. And that should be your goal.
Let's go to the phones and help folks feel better. Ben, let's go on our international line. Lorna's with us in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Lorna.
Hi.
Go ahead, dear.
How are you?
Okay. Go ahead.
I have a question for Ben. Since turning 50, I developed multiple allergies to lots of foods, spices, perfume, hair bleach, everything. And the allergists keep saying to up the meds and perhaps get a Zoller shot.
Well,
I'm just wondering if you can advise me on anything because they are getting worse and my life is getting more limited every year.
Well, first of all, understand that we are becoming assaulted by more and more allergens and toxins from food.
Every day.
Food is so toxic, it's horrific. Even apples and oranges and grapes and, you know, peppers and cucumbers, things that should be good foods, are so polluted and dirty and toxic and poisonous with pesticides and fertilizers and you know, all the chemicals they spray on things, even organic. So understand that it's not just your age, but there's a phenomenon with the immune system called load, and that's like a straw that breaks the camel's back phenomena. And what happens is the immune system can handle so much, and then all of a sudden it just the camel's back breaks, and all of a sudden you start getting reactions to everything. So what you want to do, in addition to help removing the load, and that is avoiding things like hairsprays and toxins in your food, you want to strengthen that immune system. And guess where it starts? You probably know, George, what I'm going to say. The digestive system.
Yep.
The immune system lives largely in the digestive system. In fact, probably 80% of your immune system is in the digestive system. So whenever you're dealing with an allergy, and it could be hay fever, it could be just pollen allergies or any kind of allergic reactions, focus on the gut. And that means your nightly essence from Youngevity, the probiotic supplements, making sure that you're eating fermented foods and making sure that you're using things like apple cider vinegar with your meals, things that support your digestive system, digestive enzymes. We have a great digestive enzyme product called the Ultimate Enzymes. You can find that at criticalhealthnews.com. Focus on the digestive system. And then other things to build the immune system, things we just talked about, especially vitamin C from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and zinc, and also selenium, the ultimate selenium.
And, Lorna, if you miss any information from Pharmacist Ben, call this number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. There are people there that are listening to the show. They're taking notes. They're getting the information. So they'll help you there as well.
And also, George, we love taking email. If for folks who want to email, don't want to call.
Oh, absolutely. Through the website.
You can just email us at health@criticalhealthnews.com.
John writes that his wife will not use butter for sautéing, but likes to use oil. Doc would go through the roof
if he
heard that.
I wonder why she doesn't use butter. Butter is not only delicious, it's really good for you.
Is there an alternative to butter, he says?
Well, there's no alternative to butter. You know where the word butter comes from? You know the name butter, where we get that from?
Be careful, we're on the radio.
No. There's a fatty acid called butyric acid, which is absolutely remarkable for as an appetite suppressant, as a brain health supplement. You may have heard of something called GABA. the supplement.
Uh-huh, I've heard of that.
GABA is a form of butyric acid. In fact, butyric acid is used, a form of butyric acid is formed, is used as a prescription drug for people who have fibromyalgia. So something called Lyrica, you may have heard of this. Pregabalin is the technical name. And that's because butyric acid has got amazing pain-relieving, anti-inflammatory, brain health benefits, but its most important role is as fuel for your digestive system. It acts as like an explosive energy source for intestinal cells, this butyric acid substance, where butter gets its name from. Not only that, of course, butter's got vitamin K, and it's got selenium, and it's got iodine. It's a mother load of nutritional value, and it tastes so good, George. Oh, my God, I can't believe that poor woman's not using butter. There's no substitute for butter.
There you go. He's got to talk her into it. East of the Rockies, Mike in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Dr. Ben. A couple years ago, I had a quick beating heart. I went to my doctor, and he suggested I have a pacemaker, which I have. So I wanted to find out if it's kind of too late, if there's anything else I can do. I've had some other things like little IBS. And
did you go into arrhythmia, Mike?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's
just it was fast.
It was a slow. He said it was a slow heart rate was getting a little bit slow.
Okay, so here's a couple things. All right, for you want to strengthen the heart. That's the basic strategy here. There's a couple ways. Well, of course, nutritional is absolutely vital for this.
Magnesium.
Did you know I was going to?
I read your mind.
George, I know you love magnesium. Yes, magnesium is so important for the heart that they'll stick it right in with a needle if you have a heart attack. Magnesium is incredibly important for all kinds of things in the body. In fact, magnesium may be the most important nutritional mineral deficiency that there is, magnesium deficiency, which is ironic because magnesium is everywhere. Anywhere you see green, you got magnesium. Because magnesium is what makes plants green. So, yes, magnesium is really important. And then Doc's favorite, in fact, Doc did a lot of research on this, selenium, the ultimate selenium for the heart. There's a disease that's...
Interesting.
You know about Keyshawn's disease? Ever heard?
No.
Doc told you about Keyshawn's disease?
He has
this
not.
Is a disease that was discovered in the Keyshawn province in China. A selenium deficiency led to these heart problems.
Does every disease come from China? My God.
No, I don't say it comes from China. The Keyshawn disease didn't come from China. It was noticed in China, but it's a cardiomyopathy. It's a destruction of the heart tissue, and the cure for it is selenium, or the reversal, I should say. I don't like the word cure, George. I never say the word cure.
Well, we can't say that. You can't say that.
Say it anyway. Reversal. We reverse disease. We reverse heart disease. We don't cure it. Reversal takes into account the fact that the body is always healing. Do you know when you stop smoking cigarettes? Like, if you're a cigarette smoker, in between cigarettes, your lungs are healing.
As a matter of fact, they came out with a report just a few weeks ago that said that once you stop smoking, your lungs have an ability to heal themselves.
Exactly.
But you must stop.
Yeah, well, you have to stop, but even between cigarettes, it starts to heal. The body wants to heal. We have a medical system that doesn't take into account the fact that the body is a healing system. It's a smart machine. It's an intelligent machine. Cells themselves are intelligent creatures that change and modify their micro-machinery depending on the environment. Depending on the environment they're in, they will make different micro-machines inside. And this is the nature of the body. In fact, George, the diseases we have, coronavirus, you know the coronavirus doesn't cause any problems. You know it causes no problems. You know what causes the problems?
What causes the problem?
The chemicals that are released in response to the coronavirus. They're called cytokines. And these cytokines are part of the defensive response. And what happens is the cytokines, the body's trying to defend itself against this virus, and it causes swelling and fluid accumulation and all of the signs that we consider to be unpleasant. And sometimes a defensive response can kill you, actually. But it's a sign that the body is protecting itself. And this happens everywhere there's an assault, everywhere you break a bone. In fact, the bone is stronger at the point of the break. Every time you sprain your ankle, the body starts to heal itself. Every time you cut yourself, every time you're infected by a bacteria or a virus, the body heals, and we want to honor this system. We want to respect this system, and that's what good nutrition is about. That's what lifestyle strategies are about. It's about honoring the system, and George, it's as spiritual and as religious as you can get because the body is our gift. It's our temple, and have, whatever your religious affiliation is, you can't. There's no way to ignore the fact that there is something special here that we live in, and we want to honor it and respect it, and be on a nutritional supplement program, and eating correctly, and exercising in addition to spiritual, mental, and emotional strategies is part of respecting the body.
Ronald writes, this is interesting. I've been listening to the show for 20 years, and I've been wanting to ask either Pharmacist Ben or the doc a question for some time. I have a condition called neurofibromatosis. It is a genetic disorder that causes small tumors to develop on nerve endings. There isn't a cure for this, but I'm wondering if there's any vitamins or nutrients that will help me.
Absolutely. Anytime you have growth, you have the body protecting itself. That's what a growth is. Growths are usually, they usually involve something like insulin or estrogen. Those are the two major hormones that are involved in excess growth, insulin and estrogen. For insulin, you always want to control your blood sugar. You want to use nutrients that help you control your blood sugar and strengthen the insulin. The Sweeties is incredible for that. There's a new product Ingevity has called Glucogenics. And then working with the estrogen system. Now, everybody knows of estrogen probably as a female hormone, but really it's an inflammatory hormone. And in addition to being involved in the female reproductive system, it causes inflammation, it causes swelling, and it causes problems with the immune system. So anytime you have growth, you want to think blood sugar and insulin, and you want to think estrogen. For estrogen, use your ultimate EFAs. For women on hormone replacement therapy, by the way, ultimate EFAs act like estrogen, except they act like estrogen in a kind and gentle fashion. And ultimate EFAs are also wonderfully anti-inflammatory. So for neurofibromatosis, I'd be using a low-sugar, low-glycemic index diabetic type of diet, using the Sweeties and the Glucogenics, and then working on estrogen with the ultimate EFAs as well as the ultimate selenium, which is also anti-estrogen.
Let's squeeze in Brenda from Hickory in North Carolina, first-time caller. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hey, George. Hey, Ben.
Hi.
My son has hives, and he's had it for a couple of years, but since August it's really been bad, and it's on his arms and legs and torso, front and back, and it seems like it's triggered when he gets hot, like exercising or showering or even laughing.
Yes.
And more recently, there are not any triggers. It's just happening. It's pretty bad. He's gone to the doctor. They've got him on Zyrtec and Pepcid and Zizol and Singulair.
Jeez.
He's been on prednisone, and now he's getting shots of Xolair every month in each arm, and he's on his third round of that. He's been gluten-free for a month, and there's nothing. There's no change whatsoever.
Well, the secret,
some help.
The secret to understanding hives and to treating hives is in the medication they gave him.
A minute to go, Ben.
Okay, well, all the medicines they gave him involve suppressing the immune system, involve shutting down the defensive response. And this is a standard way that we tend to treat allergic reactions. We shut down the defensive response. I say, let's figure out what's causing defensive response. It's almost always going to be food. So do a food diary. Gluten is just one of a thousand different things that it could be. Do a food diary and hope that he flares up. Flare-ups are your best friend because they'll tell you what you just did within the last few hours. Hives tend to happen really quickly.
Well, and if he sweats a lot, what does that mean?
That's you can be alert. You can have allergies to heat. Your body has a heat stress response that can trigger immunity. Cells have a heat stress response that can trigger the immune system. So not much you can do about heat, but what you can do is control the immune system at the level of foods and the digestive system.
We're going to come back, final hour to go, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Again, the website, let's make a record here, criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website and write that down and go to it often. You should spend at least a few minutes a day looking at that website, getting some tips. At the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO.